Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Peace Lutheran Church. I'm Pastor Jeremy Lucky. Welcome to those that are gathered here in the sanctuary as well as those tuning in with us online. We're glad that you've chosen to worship with us this morning and pray that the service is a blessing to you. So often in our life we are faced with the dilemma of deciding if something is real or if it's fake. What do you do? How do you discern if news is real or fake? Do you discern that? Is this real news or is it something that's fake that's coming to me to you? How about an autograph? That parent autograph at the bottom of a report card. How do you know it's real or fake? Do you know how to tell? Or flowers? How can you tell if it's real or fake? And the lady's like, oh, that's easy to tell. Yes, so easy. Of course, we have beautiful flowers here today as well. Well, real or fake is actually right there in the text talking about Jesus as our good shepherd. In John chapter 10, the sheep recognize the hired hand, the hand that really doesn't care about them, because it's fake. It may look like a real shepherd, but it's fake. And so the sheep knows a hired hand, the shepherd that is fake. The sheep recognizes their true shepherd, and we recognize in our spiritual journey who our true shepherd is, and that is Jesus Christ. And so we want to recognize what it means to have a real shepherd in our lives, someone who cares for us, someone who protects us, someone who guides us, someone who blesses us, as we are reminded of Jesus and his shepherding of us at peace. We do have a few announcements to share before we begin the service. The first is that this afternoon at 3 p.m., we have the opportunity to gather at Stony Brook to sing and be together. Come at 3 o'clock. We don't go any longer than 45 minutes, but that's this afternoon. And the second thing to share with you is that next Saturday at 9 o'clock, we're going to have a cleanup of the outside of the church and the inside of the church. The good news is isn't the property, both outside and inside, doesn't it look great almost all the time? It really does. It really does. And so there's not a ton of work, but we do need hands to come and take care of the property because it really does make a significant blessing for our members, but also the community around us. So next Saturday, April 27th at 9 a.m. Okay, I know Dan's got an announcement to share about Salmon and Jazz. And welcome to have, it's great to have Dan back with us.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Great to be back. Yeah. But next Saturday is the cleanup day. The Saturday after that is another big day because that'll be the Rotary Club Salmon and Jazz Festival. Mm-hmm. Which, if you don't know what that is, that'll be over at the high school. It's a fundraiser. You get a nice salmon or chicken dinner. And you get to be entertained by the Loma High School Jazz Band. So it'll be a really fun evening. There's going to be some silent auctions. There'll be some entertainment, some games to play. It's really a lot of fun. If you'd like to go, it's $40 a ticket. And Lindy and I both have some tickets. And the money that we raise doesn't just go into the coffers of the Rotary Club. It actually all gets turned right around and goes back to support not only the high school jazz band and the dance team, but also we raise some money for scholarships for a couple, two or three graduated seniors from Florida High School. If you'd like to see Lindy or I, of course, we got tickets.
Awesome. Yesterday we had a big gathering here for the memorial service for Jenny Held, which was fantastic, and Wally's here this morning. We have some of those pictures and some of those items that really influenced Jenny, some of the awards that she won. They are out on a table in the fellowship hall. I was going to say relics. The computer. You guys need to check the computer that's in the fellowship hall. That's the way computers were, believe it or not. Jenny was just fantastic in so many ways and innovative in her time and how she brought computers and keyboarding. And so that's an opportunity to go and see pictures of Jenny in the fellowship hall. And we also have lots of sandwiches and food from yesterday's event as well to share at the conclusion of our worship service. This is a communion service. Communion can be received in two ways. Either by the communion packages that are back on the table in the back of the church, or you can come forward and receive communion at the rail, just wait for the ushers to guide you forward at that time in the service. Peace believes in the teaching that this is the true body and blood of Jesus Christ. If you've been baptized and recognize his real presence, you are welcome to commune with us today. Let's begin our worship service in a really significant way and powerful way to set our theme. Our choir is going to sing the song Amazing Grace.